Hello, welcome to The Update. I'm Susie Thompson. The eSafety Commissioner has won a temporary legal order forcing X, formerly Twitter, from showing graphic footage of last week's stabbing at a Sydney church. Politicians across the country have been calling on social media giants to remove the content over fears it could add to rising tensions following the attack on a bishop in Wakeley. The temporary order was granted after a late-night hearing of the Australian Federal Court. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese will spend the next 2 days walking part of the Kokoda track before attending an Anzac Day service in Papua New Guinea. He's held formal talks with PNG PM James Marape to discuss economic and future ties. The British Prime Minister says one-way flights sending some asylum seekers to Central Africa will set off in the next 10 to 12 weeks. Rishi Sunak says he's determined to see the latest parts of the controversial bill pass Parliament to deter illegal migrants from crossing the sea from France.
We've put an airfield on standby, booked commercial charter planes for specific slots, and we have 500 highly trained individuals ready to escort illegal migrants all the way to Rwanda.
Universities are blocking applications from students from entire countries, including India and Nepal. It's the latest stage in the federal government's migration crackdown. Since late last year, the government's prioritised visa applications for the least risky institutions as a way of weeding out foreigners using the student visa system as a backdoor to the jobs market. And Australia officially has a new astronaut. Catherine Bennell-Pegg has graduated from the European Space Agency in Germany. She'll now return to Adelaide and the Australian Space Agency to prepare for her first trip to outer space as the first astronaut to fly under the Australian flag. Sport and entertainment are next. In sport, Melbourne Storm won't be taking on traditional rivals the Warriors on Anzac Day, but they will still be playing. Melbourne will face South Sydney on Thursday. And Aussie divers Madison Kenny and Annabelle Smith have claimed gold in the 3 metres synchronised springboard at the Diving World titles. Kenny's also picked up bronze in the women's 3 metre springboard. In entertainment news, a London pub has been mobbed by Taylor Swift fans after she named a song after it. The Black Dog has been playing the pop star's songs non-stop, and manager Lily Bottomley says Tay-Tay can come back anytime.
We've got cocktails, Taylor Swift cocktails, we've got Taylor Swift burgers, and we're just loving it. It's been so fun. We're a very cosy neighbourhood pub, so all of the attention's been pretty overwhelming.
And that is the latest from the Nova podcast team. We'll see you later on for another update. I'm Susie Thompson.